Or did you already eat it? Coming up on TMS, the world of Salt Lake of Warcraft.
You should watch Weird Things.
Conjuring 2 hands Warcraft its walking papers.
I don't understand that at all. Walking Dead will not spoil you.
Lots of whoopsies in the U.S.
Trump's face is on the floor.
Major, I almost said facial spoilers, major spoilers and more on this episode of The Morning Stream. And there's no audio coming out of
that. I make great spoilers.
Why is that? Hold on. That didn't work right. Built-in output. Built-in line output. Let's try that again.
Hey, Captain, look there. It's a house, a regular old-fashioned house.
Now go away. Goodbye.
Now this.
The Morning Stream. There's a snake in my boots.
I think the phrase is there's a snake in my boot. It's not plural, right?
Yeah, it'd be you'd have your boots off and the head of the snake would be in one boot and the tail of the snake would be in the other boot if that was the case.
Well, if you're going by the Woody quote from the Toy Story. Right. Hold on, let me play it again.
The Morning Stream. There's a snake in my boots.
Yeah, I think it's boot.
Right. Yeah, you're going from a singular to a plural, and you can't do that. It could be, there are snakes in my boots. Get these Amerifin snakes out of my Amerifin boots, which is from the uncut Toy Story.
Yeah, I need that
now available
copy.
On Blu-ray from Disney DVD.
You rip me a version of that? Send that
over?
Sure.
Okay, absolutely.
Great. It's me.
Wait till you see the... never mind.
No, what? I want to know. I want to know what...
Wait till you see what John Ratzenberger does in that one.
Oh, I see. He's always got to be in them, so why not? it's me, Scott, and it's him, Brian. We're back from, Brian from a much longer trip. He went to Vegas and then here to Salt Lake City and then back home to Denver, flew from here. Crazy time. There probably much happened there. We probably have a week's worth of stories, don't we? Something like that.
We have a couple. It really, you know what? As far as the trip goes, it was largely uneventful. Mm. I got sunburned. Well, I'll just go into it now. You know,
tell me about your sunburn. Yeah, what happened there with your
burn? And I'm not going to go into all the details, but so you go to a nice restaurant, Scott, mm-hmm. and the chef recommends something. Do you go for that? Like, do you take his word for it? Like, you know, here's a guy who knows food, and I'm going to take his recommendation. Do you trust that?
I sometimes trust that, but not always. Like, they'll say, can I recommend today? We got the... And I'll sometimes do it, but it really has to grab me, or else I'm like, yeah, well, anyway, I'll just have the burger or whatever, right? I'm like, I usually don't care. Right. So you really got to sell me on it.
All right, let's do another one. Let's say Rick Steves. Let's say Rick Steves says, oh, what you're really... And Rick Steves is the travel guy.
Oh.
All right, we'll say Fodor.
Fodor. Who the hell's Fodor?
Fodor is another guide. So my whole joke about Fodor.
I thought that was a Hodor thing.
It is a Hodor thing, but it's
right. But I didn't get the.
All right, we'll talk about that.
All
later,
right, all right.
I still think that's hilarious. But Fodor's guide is like a travel guide. That all right. Let me figure out one more here. Another example. Rachel Ray. No, she's.
Oh, I know her.
Back to the cooking stuff. All right, let's say Rachel Ray says, what you never want to do is mix baking soda and citrus in any of your meals.
I think I just figured out why she's not on Food Network anymore. Okay, no, I get what you mean. All right. Okay.
So you'd say, oh, you know, that's probably a good idea. This recipe calls for mixing baking soda and citrus, but Rachel Ray said that's a bad idea. And she would know because she does a lot of cooking. She's been in the cooking world a long time.
Yeah, and she's Rachel Ray. Don't forget.
So when I tell friends of mine who are coming out to Vegas the morning of Thursday, the jury TMS, which was fantastic, by the way, and big hats off to jury for doing such a great job in my absence.
Yeah, he was great. He had all kinds of psychological problems to discuss during Wendy's segment, which was great.
Perfect.
Thank you, Justin.
Out as this kind of this back end way of getting some help for jury.
We didn't even think about that, but look,
about time.
If we're not here to help people, then what are we here for?
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
So when I make a recommendation, being somebody from Vegas, somebody not from Vegas, but somebody goes to Vegas a lot, when I make a recommendation to my buddies that says, hey, don't go to the Excalibur when you come in super early because they're not going to have a room for you and they're going to take your luggage, which contains your swim trunks. Just come meet me at the MGM Grand. I've got room keys. I'm going to get you into the MGM Grand pool with your swim trunks. You can leave your suitcases in my room and then I won't be out in the sun for 2.5 hours waiting for you.
Yeah. Come right, then, meaning right over right now. Come now. Be here now.
Exactly. Then you'd think that somebody would listen to me, and apparently people don't. So there, that's all I have to say about that. I was out in the sun a lot longer waiting for them. And, you know, on that same coin, you could also say somebody who goes to Vegas as much as I do would probably pack higher than SPF 30.
Is that all you had? Is it?
That's all I had.
Oh,
well,
man.
Tina handed me, she's like, you're checking a bag, right? I said, yeah. She's like, oh, well, here, take sunscreen. She just handed me spray, and I didn't look at it. I should have looked at it and said, oh, yeah, SPF 30 is what you wear inside the casino. You don't wear that stuff outside.
Yeah, no kidding. You need 50 or better in that right, environment. Exactly. I mean, when I saw you on Friday night, So we went to Corinne's house. She had this lovely barbecue thing. It was great. Her and Jason are rad. And lovely home, great backyard. Everyone's chilling. The weather couldn't have been nicer. And you were running a little late because you guys had some transmission issues driving around in that. What car did you guys have?
Yeah, we had. So there was the same-sex Mary car, the same-sex Mary mobile.
Yeah.
And
same-sex
it was
mobile.
Nissan Altima. We're driving up from Vegas in 100-degree heat. Driving up to Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, James is driving and all of a sudden we start slowing down. He's like, hey guys, I don't know what's going on here, but I've got my foot pretty much pressed firmly against the accelerator and we're slowing down. And we're like, oh, okay, well, that's weird. That doesn't seem like you should be doing. Like we said, all right, let's turn off the AC. Let's see if that helps. No help. Mm. But it let us listen to the engine. We didn't hear any weirdness there.
Mm.
Was to take your foot off the gas pedal for a second and then press and see if that makes a difference. No, that didn't help. So he's like, all right, I'm just going to pull over, you know, pull off to the side of the road or pull off this next exit.
Yeah.
And while he's doing that, I've got my phone out. Thankfully, we were in an area where I could get signal. And I'm Googling, I can't accelerate past 65 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Thinking, let's see if somebody's had that exact problem.
Did Clippy up with Sammy Hagar's face on it? I'm just hoping.
It looks like you're trying to drive over 65.
You can't drive 65.
You can't drive over 65. Would you like some help? So the second result that comes up was from a Nissan Altima forum. And somebody not only describing the exact problem that James was experiencing, but even the exact set of circumstances. Like, I'm on this long drive. It's hot. I'm in, you know, driving through the desert. So my car stops accelerating. So the first thing I do is get off the side of the road into where these hotels are, and I park. And we are pulling off on an exit into where there's like a group of hotels. And it sounds like I'm describing the mystery writer who's writing our death.
Wow, it sounds like
and then a gunman, you know, a mysterious man approached with gloves and garroting wire and climbed in the back seat.
It does sound a bit like a Stephen King novel. Like
it is, right? Where you're like, reading your own.
Yeah, I don't like that. That gives me willies.
Anyway, so then they said, yeah, it's actually transmission fluid heating issue, where like the transmission fluid is getting too hot, separate from the engine, which will show up on the dash with the hot cold business. But if your transmission fluid gets too hot, then it throttles the gas and you basically just pull over to the side of the road. You sit for 10 minutes, let it cool down, then you get back on the road and drive.
Yeah.
And so we did that a couple times during the trip whenever it would get hot. Fortunately, their drive back was late at night, so it was a lot cooler and it rained and kind of cooled things off, so they didn't have any problem with that. But
wow, you just went crusty. I don't know why. Super crust. Huh. You're a super crust. You're stuffed crust now. Well, now you're a little better. I don't know what that was. That was weird.
Weird. All right. Well, and one more thing.
Yeah. Keep going.
So.
Oh, by the way, real quick, if you pull off on the side of the road and it's 100 degrees and the car never runs again, who do you eat first out of the same sex Mary? Who do you eat?
Between James and Svet?
James is Meteor, right?
Right. I think they'd both pick me because they could live off me for like a month.
Yeah, that's true. You'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
How long would you keep, though? Would you keep?
Well, hopefully they have salt and they like, you know, road salt that you keep in the car in case in case of icy roads in Las Vegas.
Or, yeah, that's a good point.
Or you just pack me in salt and then we're
all right.
Then I'm good for a while.
You've got good
freshly
meat on you.
Cured Brian is delicious from what I hear.
So good this time of year. Anyway, so sorry. You go ahead. Continue with your thing.
So, and we'll talk about. So, came to Salt Lake City. Saw you guys, hung out with you and everybody here, which was an awesome time. We'll talk about that in a minute. flew back, mm-hmm. and I was met by last night by Les and Abby, who were on their drive back from Salt Lake City as well,
yeah.
cruising down I-70, or actually cruising through Wyoming and then took south I-25, and said, "Well, you guys want to meet for dinner?" They said, "Sure." And since Abby has never been to Casa Bonita, and we wanted to give her the full experience of what makes Colorado, Colorado, we decided to go there. And rather than hear me tell you about the Casa Bonita experience, let me welcome special guests in the Coverville studio.
No way. They're still there?
They're still here.
They hey. Stayed.
Listen, Abby.
Ah, that's too funny, dude. I figured you guys would be in like some hell space in Kansas by now or something.
No, we're not doing that whole thing over again in one shot.
Oh, man, I wouldn't either. Jeez yeah. Louise. So y'all holding up all right? Last time I saw you two, you were we were at Iggy's eating food.
Yep.
did okay, so here's my question.
As opposed to last night at Casa Bonita where we were eating.
Yeah.
We were eating
canned
food.
It may not have been food.
By the way, I should have known you were both there, and here's why I should have known. Brian has a certain mannerism when he's got someone hiding in the studio that he's about to introduce.
He's got a certain devilish grin.
Yeah, it's really? Hard for me to explain, but I can totally sense it when it's happening. Because it's happened. We've done this a few times, right?
Yeah.
And I'm always just slow to remember what the signs are. But now that I, in 2020, five-minute hindsight ago, I can totally see it. Like, oh, yeah, he's got someone there. He's about to spring it on me. That's fantastic. So what's the plan now, though? How far is left? Like, how many hours of road left do you guys have?
We are going to be heading out from Denver. We're going to stop in Hayes to say hi to Schleicher. We're mm-hmm. going to hopefully see Carrie in Kansas City and then Valentine's in Louisville. And then I'll get back to Toledo late tonight.
Toledo, Ohio. Home of
Max Klinger
from Pickles. By the way, I've already eaten like a quarter of those pickles.
Oh, jeez.
Thank you for that. So this is a good time to... Where's... And Les is in there with you somewhere,
yes.
right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, there he is. Okay. I just want to make sure you're
doing
I'm
here.
It. All right. Well,
two-time visitor to the Coverville Studios, I might add. The booth... He's a booth doubler is what he is.
Les Gephardt almost spiked my lemonade the other night. He was thinking about it.
I'm urging from...
Well, Brian was setting me up to do it.
Yeah. And Brian over there was like...
A little fireball in his whiskey, in his lemonade.
Here, Scott, here's some cinnamon for you.
Yeah.
Try this cinnamon in that lemonade.
Yeah, they were about to do it, and you guys didn't go through with it. So my domestic record holds. My lower 48 record still there. On purpose and by accident or whatever.
So wait, have you been to Alaska?
Oh, well, that's true. I've never been to Alaska.
Have you been to Hawaii?
Yes. No, I have not been to Hawaii. That
you still have a record there. Doesn't mean.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. But you said your lower 48, like.
Meaning that's the, I've only ever been in the lower 48. So if I, but that's a good point. That would imply that I had a big old right. beer while I was in Alaska last time.
Exactly. Yes. My mainland record still stands.
Yeah. We'll call it the domestic record.
My west of the Mississippi record.
That's exactly right. So when you guys were out here, we were all here to see the Warcraft movie and to hang out and sort of do a little frog panty fun. And, the movie was a blast. We all liked it. We all had a really good time. It is the first time in my life where I generally disagree with the averages. Like the critics and I couldn't be further from each other. And I'm happy to admit it's probably because we are coming from a position of loving the world and the game and the characters and stuff to the point that we fill in all the blanks and it makes it a better experience. Mm-hmm. That's probably true. But also, it's not like I'm having to fake that. Like, I didn't sit there, watch it, and go, oh, this would be so bad if I didn't love the game. I really actually enjoyed it. And so did my wife and other people who don't play. So I think it's great. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't quite understand. I'll tell you this. I understand people saying, oh, I don't know anything about the game, but this isn't really for me. I get that. Not a problem. No big deal. It's all subjective anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But it's those... one guy at some paper in Philadelphia or something who goes, it's this generation's Battlefield Earth.
Yeah.
F you, dude. F right. you. That is so not even fair or close or even remotely like at
here's,
all.
Anything. Here's my opinion on it is right. that it's, I enjoyed it tremendously. And Tina, who's never played the game or even played a minute of regular Warcraft or anything like that, she enjoyed it a lot as well. It's as far as your typical summer blockbuster, it doesn't have the same kind of pacing. It's not action, setup, mm-hmm. action, setup, action, setup. There's a lot of setup at the beginning. There's some action. Mm-hmm. And the action that is there is plot progression. So it's not going to be like your big knockdown, drag out fights as much as it's going to be, all right, here's what has to happen for the story to move forward.
Yeah.
So it's really just not a typical blockbuster. And I think that's what maybe critics were looking for.
Maybe, but it also felt like the pacing you're talking about feels like video game pacing to me. Mm-hmm. And that's how, like if you're playing Warcraft 3, that's right. about how it feels when you're fed the story.
Right.
So as you in between missions and you get these story beats, that's what the scenes in this movie felt like to me. And that worked for me probably because of that. Mm-hmm. So knowing I have this horrible bias towards Warcraft anyway, it all contributes to make it a really good time. And internationally, people are really loving it. Like, it's killing box office records in China. It beat Force Awakens over there, for heaven's sakes.
Wow.
And it did well in Europe, and it's just poop here. So
there's already a lot of Asian viewers of the movie who've already mastered it and actually are way better at that movie than we are here.
Oh, they totally are. And they're upset about the patches, though. The patches have been in trouble.
Can I say something? And this is not spoilery.
All right.
But in the first few minutes of the movie, characters go through the dark portal.
Right.
Right.
That's not a spoiler at all
for me to say that.
Sure.
Wouldn't have been great if while they're traveling through the dark portal, we saw a progress bar that went across the bottom. And
that would have been good.
Tips.
That would have been good. Like a little tip. Like, did you know
intermission
that
with a loading bar?
Right. Yeah.
The concession stand has delicious snacks and can be accessed by clicking Alt M.
Press numlock to auto run. Yeah, that would have been good. Right. Well, anyway, it was fun and I had a blast and just seeing everybody's always good and. Saw Abby walk up and I got so excited to see her and I saw Les and thinking, oh my gosh, you guys drove all that way and I can't believe you guys do that. So you two are like some kind of weird hero and way to go. And
best weekend of the summer by far.
Wow. See, I feel like I owe you more than that. Like what should we have done, Brian? The strip tease with Brian.
Yeah.
No, please.
Then we'll never see them come to Nurtacular again. That's... And besides, they spent the night here at Casa de Ibit, who says that didn't happen.
Oh, how is the Cartman place? Is it fun there?
Well, I was in Casa de Ibit, but okay, Casa Bonita.
But yeah, what's it like these days? Still kind of goofy? And
oh, we saw Celebrity, and I'm going to let Abby tell you who we saw.
Oh, who'd we see?
We saw Mexican Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, jeez, Mexican Wolverine.
Oh, wait a minute. Mexican Wolverine, tell me more. I must know more.
It's like a cross between Wolverine with the hair spiked up on the side and old man, what's his butt from Breaking Bad?
Salamanca.
Yeah, Salamanca. I expected him to call the waiter over by shooting spikes out of his knuckles and tapping on a bell.
Yeah, he had was bald on top and then had curly gray hair on the sides, which he had moosed up into two Logan points.
Like perfect points.
Perfect points.
Two
perfectly
Logan
even
points.
Shaped points.
Did you guys immediately say that's Mexican Wolverine when you saw him? Or like,
yeah, I think that's Abby how did. I greeted you. Like, hey, it's good to see you, Brian. I just saw you. I didn't know we'd be eating with Mexican Wolverine.
I'm the best at what I do, and what I do is order more sopapillas.
That's right. See. Well, good. Well, this is all fantastic. I'm so glad that you guys got a chance to pop in here. It was completely unplanned for me. I had no idea. Brian?
It was kind of unplanned for us, as they'll attest. Like,
yeah.
We didn't have a bed made or anything like that. We're like, well, you guys come stay with us.
I have one final recommendation for all of you when you guys get home and for Brian when you've got some time. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tom Merritt, who hung out here as well for multiple days, got here on Thursday, stayed till yesterday, and was a lot of that time was spent alone with me. I know. Boy. All right. So the internet's tech genius and me hanging out. And we got on this tear where we sat, and some of this is going up in audio form soon, so watch this, watch for that. But we watched and recorded commentary on a live episode of Current Geek where we watched an episode of Speed Racer, the old cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. Nice.
Like the terrible, original, awful piece of shit. Okay, that one. That was so much fun, but at the bottom of the movie when it was done, up popped Hulu's recommendation for what to watch next. And what it recommended was Johnny Taco or Waco or Taco.
Oh, Socko. Johnny Socko.
That's it, not Taco. Johnny Taco.
Johnny Taco.
And
Asian hero Johnny Taco.
Yeah, the little kid agent and then his big robot that he talks to through his watch. So you know what I'm talking about, Brian.
Mm-hmm. Only because you guys described it to me and I had to check it out on YouTube.
It is
since then.
Exquisite.
Yes.
It is the worst, best thing.
Egyptian head giant robot.
Oh, it's so bad, you guys. And it is that. I mean, it was a kid show in Japan. It was like 1968. It was, you know, this giant robot and this kid, and they would solve crimes, and they would beat this bad guy group called the Gargoyle Gang. And the leader of it is some like fish lizard Cthulhu looking dude named Guillotine Gargoyle is his name. And it is utterly fantastic. It's dubbed, of course, and the kid is dubbed by like some 35-year-old woman. Like, it's just real bad, top to bottom. Absolutely not a waste of anyone's time. You must watch Johnny Socko if you have 5-10 minutes of your life to spare.
So good. And it's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu. It's where we saw it.
Does it fit, by the way, does it fit into one of our recommendals?
I forgot the rule this time. I wrote it, I put it on last week's dealio. Let's see. I can tell you real fast.
I've got it right here. A birth, a wedding, or a funeral. A bomb, or a bone.
You know what? You could do it.
Okay.
People die and there's a bomb.
All right, good.
There's a bomb and people die.
You can use that as your, I just saved you having to cheat.
I watched, I won't tell you what I watched because I have another one I could cheat with.
Oh, good.
Always cheating. Ever be cheating. All right. Well, on that note, Brian, are we doing the new deal this week or what are we doing?
No. You know what? I should have actually talked to you about this.
Yeah, I meant to too, but I forgot. What are we doing?
Last week, the Thursday that I wasn't here, who was it? Kevin from
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Ann Arbor, Michigan?
Yeah.
He convinced me that this is absolutely the way to do Stump a Trek Nerd. That was like the perfect way to do Stump a Trek Nerd.
Okay, good, because we were on the precipice of trying a new experiment, and we're going to hold off now because
we might still at some point, but I think that proved to me that there is comedy gold lurking in this segment
just below the surface, right. Like a creepy little man. All right. Well, good. Well, we're going to do this then. You guys need to call in 801-895-4724. One of you does. First one that calls in will be the person I add to the call. You'll be a part of today's Stump Daryl in a category of Ice Worms choosing. And, man, I don't know how Daryl's getting this one, by the way. There's no way in hell he's getting this one.
Well, that's a good thing to tell the people who are calling in.
Yeah, that's a good point. 801.
I actually would know this without even hearing the choices.
Are you a big fan of this property?
No, but I saw it once. I saw it in Hawaii, as a matter of fact, kind of that bringing stuff full circle.
Yeah.
Tina and I watched this movie in Hawaii after a full day of being outside and riding the waves and having fun. We went out to dinner and then just came back and we're like, oh, well, I'm not, I don't want to go back out, but I'm not too tired to sleep. Let's watch a movie. And so we watched this in the hotel room with the windows open and the palm trees swaying behind us.
I'll give you a hint. It's, a character from it is from the No One Told You It Was Gonna Be This Way, right?
Right.
And then who's the other one?
The other one is a daughter of
a monster. Well,
she herself is an Oscar nominee.
Oh, that's right. For
Oscar
though?
Winner?
What was it from?
She was Mighty Aphrodite was her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not from.
This is great stall tactic.
It is because no one's calling. 801-895-4724. Normally we get like 100 of these in a row.
I know. Well, it's because we're doing this early. People are like saying, oh, I think our morning stream is starting up in about 5 minutes.
You know what? F it. Don't call. You know who we're going to do this with? Abby, you're our contestant today.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Abby's the contestant. No phone calls.
She doesn't have her earbuds in. So
I ran to go get my phone to call.
Oh, good. Because you're going to be our contestant live in the studio. All right.
She cannot see the screen, so she does not see what I'm seeing right here as far as the answers.
Will she be able to? Will Abby be able to hear Daryl when he speaks?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well as any of us.
All right. I'm going to add Daryl to the thing. Look at you with your fancy setup over there. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Bringing him in. Look out, world. He's bringing him in. Actually, that didn't work for some reason. Daryl,
Wait, do I have to say yes or no, right or wrong before
Yes, you're going to predict.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, don't bring in Daryl. You're not bringing him in yet, are you?
Well, no, I'm trying, but you do thing. No, you be you.
Well, so Abby, we're going to be asking Daryl a trivia question here in a moment.
Oh, wait, he's on the line now. Daryl, I'm hanging up on you. I'll call you back. All right, go ahead. Now he's off.
All right, we need to change this up, Scott. So, Abby, we're going to be asking Daryl a trivia question in just a moment here. It's going to be up to you to decide whether or not you think Daryl can get this trivia question right or wrong. If your prediction is correct, today you have the opportunity to win from Heroes of the Storm a code that will allow you to unlock Zagara.
You can unlock Zagara in Heroes of the Storm. Fantastic character. Garrett Weinzels.
Back into the game, yeah.
Yeah, that game's great. And that's one of the finest. She is really one of the best characters in the game.
Okay.
Also, real quick, I just noticed Brian's. I'm worried about your nose. When you go to the doctor, have him do a mole check, will you? My gosh, look at that thing.
I know. It's red and painful.
It's gnarly.
Well, you know what? It looks way worse than it feels.
Oh, we're good. I like that.
But I've got a dentist appointment today, a cleaning, and I know that at some point she's going to be like resting her palm on my nose to you know, scrape my front tooth or something.
That'll be brilliant.
Should be loads of fun.
Check this out. I got music for you.
Well, hold on. Abby, did you choose?
Go ahead. Say your thing. Yes or no? Oh, wait. Wait. Daryl's like, Daryl, I'll call you back. Daryl, go away.
Is okay, Daryl on?
Nope, he's gone now. Okay.
Abby, really quick, what's your choice?
No.
Okay, good. All right, now let's pull in Daryl.
Do you know what the topic is?
Oh, it's Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
I have no idea what that is.
Perfect. Then we'll stick with a no.
Oh, we're sticking with a no. All right, now I'm really adding Daryl. This is for real this time. This is terrible. It's the worst episode ever.
Best episode.
Okay, best. It's like Johnny Sacco. It's the best, worst thing ever. Daryl, you're on the line. Hi.
Can I come in now?
You can totally come in now.
Poor Daryl. I'll call you back. Click.
How many hangups was that? How many times did I do that? That was
twice.
Like, yeah, at least twice. It may have been three, actually. Daryl is the Trek nerd and also the guy we stump. Stump Daryl's the segment. He comes on the show and we stump him with a trivia question of some sort. Today's no different. And today, our contestant who will try to see if Daryl gets it right or wrong, Daryl doesn't know because I kept hanging up on him, is Abby, who's in studio right now. I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, don't sneeze. Yes, Abby is in the studio now and she has made her decision based on hearing the category.
Yep. And Daryl, are you ready for your deal here? Are you excited?
I am ready.
Do you know anything about the film Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion?
Oh yeah, that was a great movie.
Oh, well look at you. Maybe we've got some knowledge here.
You apparently don't know anything about it if that's you.
All right. You like
that. Hi, Daryl, by the way.
Oh, hi.
Hi, hello.
There's Abby. So do you feel, you're more confident than I expected. I don't know why. I thought you'd be like, oh, I don't know what that is.
I've seen it, but I don't, I mean, trivia from that, I wouldn't have a clue probably.
Did you like it?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite? What's her name? What's the other actress's name, Brian?
Mira Sorvino.
Mira Sorvino. Do you have a favorite Mira Sorvino movie, Daryl?
No, I don't know enough to know anything.
I have one. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's The Replacement Killers.
Oh, she was really good in that. Where she had the gun under the desk and
In walked Chung Yun Fat or whatever his name is.
Right. Right.
And then said, "Hey, what's going on?" She said, "Well, I got a gun under here." And then they were big, crustacean looking like bug men. Oh no, that's the other one. That's Mimic. That's her other movie. She did Mimic with the bug men. Remember the bug men, Brian?
Yep.
It was a good time.
And she was in one of the Marilyn Monroe biopics.
Oh, was she Marilyn Monroe?
She was Marilyn Monroe, and I want to say Judd, not Naomi, not Winona. Ashley Judd played her prior to becoming Marilyn Monroe when she was Norma Jean.
Oh, Ashley Judd?
Ashley Judd,
the one from Star Trek with the cones and the balls, or the frisbees or whatever.
Yes.
All right, we've come full circle
and
back to Daryl.
And you know, other things, yes.
Of course, the cones and balls. Here's the question for you, Daryl. In the Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion movie, the title characters go to their high school reunion. For reals, yo, says Mike. I don't know why he's gone that road.
Yeah.
They decide.
You know exactly why he's
I guess,
gone that
so
road.
I'll say it is why.
Yes.
They decide they need to have a success story to make people like them. What everyday office product do they claim? I think he means do they claim to have invented after graduating high school. So what everyday product did they claim to invent right after high school? Was it A, stapleless staplers, B, hole reinforcements, C, liquid paper, or D, post-it notes? Stapleless, and these are all things that are words. I was about to say they're all, like, you know, you can always say, oh, these are all actual ships in Star Trek, but I actually don't know if these are all of anything. So anyway, stapleless staplers, hole reinforcements, liquid paper, or post-it notes.
Right.
So what is a hole reinforcer?
What?
I've got an image in my head, but I don't think it's the right
one. No, I'm sure it's a completely different thing. So when you did three hole punching on paper that you needed last a while, little rings, exactly. Little, you'd stick them onto the around the hole.
Yeah.
Daryl, do you know what it is?
What, a hole reinforcer?
No, the answer.
No, jeez. I have a couple of guesses, but no.
Well,
it has been forever since I've seen this, but I think it was liquid paper.
That would be my first guess, too.
Liquid paper? Have you ever seen liquid paper?
Have you ever seen paper?
Just look at it. Have you ever drank liquid paper? You ever corrected the paper with liquid paper?
all right. Are we all in agreement then? Are the two people that matter anyway, that it's liquid paper?
I'm just curious if Les knows.
Oh, I don't know.
Les, he's still there.
I'm here. I'm not going to tell you.
Oh,
he does know that.
That means he knows, but he's not going to tell you. He's not technically allowed.
He does not have a horse in this race.
Yeah.
I was just curious if he had a horse, but it was whether it was in the race or not. Yeah.
Well, I had a horse, but he moved to California.
Of course. Aww. Of course. Of course.
That sounds like a story we want to hear. Another time.
Yeah, what did he do? Just one day go, I'm leaving you, Les. That's it. I'm done. You pissed me off last night.
There's gold in those there.
I'm off to seek my fortune in Hollywood. All right, so
I'm gonna be a stand-in for Julia Roberts.
And if not, that Sex of the City. All right, so Daryl, you think liquid paper as well, right?
Let's see here. Well, now I have to figure out the logic of if I'm being pulled in a direction so that Abby is correct. So everybody probably thinks I have no clue what the answer is.
I don't know.
And since it's been so long, I kind of don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Daryl, we're like super tight though. How would you think that I would go against you?
Yeah. You guys are your pals.
Yeah, we're buddies.
Buddies hanging out all the time. Daryl, you wouldn't, you wouldn't throw the game automatically. And Abby's not going to purposely push you in a direction you shouldn't go. It's all trust here, all of it.
Mm-hmm. I really always try to get the right answer.
Yeah.
Trust fall into our arms, Daryl.
Yeah, trust fall glades.
Hole reinforcers.
Warcraft on the mind still. Oh, by the way, can I say something about Tina real fast?
Sure.
That I loved about Tina this weekend?
Sure.
Your wife's awesome all the time, but here's my favorite moment with Tina. She leans over at the sushi bar we went to after.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, now this might sound like a dumb question, and I'm sorry if it is. Because she's not a big Warcraft person, right?
Right.
So, and I'm like, oh, please just ask, whatever. And she goes, were some of those great big guys, were they real? And I thought, oh my gosh, that is the greatest compliment you can give for CGI in a movie.
No kidding, yeah. Right, because it's not a bad question since some of the lady orcs were real.
Yeah, some of them.
You know, Paula Patton was very real.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, her half-breed thing was real for sure. But that sounds meaner than it is. That's what they call her in the movie. It's half-breed.
All she ever heard. Half-breed. She learned to hate the word.
Wow, look at that. Who needs covers when you got Brian? But my point is like that. I mean, what high compliment it is to say that Durotan looked like a. Like he might be made of real things, you know.
Right.
Like that was super cool. Anyway,
I have a question about that movie. Yeah. Do they ever collect 10 of anything in that movie?
No, they don't get that far. But you do get to see some fun. I won't give away what, but some great Easter eggs that are absolutely kind of like that.
Yeah.
It was total fan service. I loved it.
Yeah, yes. It was great. It was blatant fan service.
Job's done.
And it felt, well, they missed an opportunity.
They did
there.
Miss an yeah. opportunity.
They missed two opportunities. Can I complain about the only three things I want to complain about the movie?
Sure.
I'm sorry, four things. Number one, nobody said job's done.
Right.
Number two, the Universal logo should have been Azeroth.
Yes. That. Well, they hadn't discovered Eastern Kingdoms or Pandaria or Northrend.
No, they knew. They knew Eastern Kingdoms. They just needed. They could have shown. Yeah, they could have had just Kalimdor on the back end of it and just shown Eastern Kingdoms. I mean, but it's just a miss. Look, Waterworld did it. They had the whole thing fill up with water and eliminate all the land. You could have done it with this.
Crocodile Hunter did it with the MGM logo.
That's right. That bastard.
Was the only two I know of.
So then.
Shining examples.
There's been others. I know there's been other like Universal ones. I can't think of what they are right now, but they always use the world in a funny way. Or sometimes Paramount, the mountain will be like in the movie.
Yeah, it'll turn into something or they did in all three Indiana Jones movies. If Universal will change the logo and the earth in the background for the freaking Flintstones movie,
yes!
They should do it for... Yeah, Warcraft.
That's right. They did like totally. Big Panaria. Pangea. Panaria. Yeah. Panera bread. They did a giant Panera bread. Okay, so my point was that. Okay, and then the other thing is Russell Brower should have done the music. There's absolutely nothing outstanding about the score. It was fine. It was very pedestrian and fine, but it wasn't anything close to what Russell makes.
It had a different feel to it. Definitely.
Yeah, missed opportunity there. He would have done amazing work. And then finally, or even if he just mashed up the old shit from the game, would have been fine. Whatever, man. Like, it just would have been better. And then my only other issue probably was I think Khadgar was too much like a dumb mustache-wearing American kid. Other than that...
I thought he looked like Terpster.
Yeah, a little bit. Maybe if he...
I can turn this into a crow. It's brilliant. Brilliant.
Fink. You have to say Fink instead of Fink.
Every Fink.
Yeah, every Fink. All right, so that's all I had to say about that. Daryl, what's your deal? What are we doing? Oh, liquid paper. Is that still our thing? Is that what we're saying?
Oh, sure, I guess so.
Well, let's find out if it's liquid paper. Is it liquid paper? It's not liquid paper. It was Post-it notes. No, it's definitely not Hole Enforcers, but Post-it notes is the correct answer, and that means Abby is right. She wins!
Daryl, I love you.
Yeah. Good job, Daryl. You were misled on purpose. Congratulations on being wrong. Let's play a clip from this. This is, I guess, a line from the movie. Here you go.
And we have, like, this big, like, presentation to make to, like, a client. So we're, like, brainstorming, and all of a sudden, we're out of paperclips.
Good.
And so, okay, so then I say, okay, wouldn't it be great if there was like this, like stick-em on the back of this paper? So like if I laid it on top of that other paper, it would just stay, you know, like without a paperclip?
Yes!
That was kind of hard to listen to.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely never seen that.
I had such a crush on Mira Sorvino, man.
I did too. She's a sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
She is slowly evolving into her turtle-looking dad, though. Like a big turtle man.
to Paul
Sorvino. I'm a big fan, but I never saw this movie, so I have no no connection to this. But that sounded painful. I don't want to listen to stereotypic airhead blonde ladies talk. I don't know. Something about that gives me the runs. All right.
You need some hole reinforcer.
Liquid paper, whatever I can get. All right. Daryl, let's we got time for this. I know we're going way long here, but I don't care. We're doing this.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Lots of foodie.
We're going to eat some more of this Ritter Sports stuff that we got. Oh, yeah. We have one left, right?
We do.
Yeah. Vanilla chai latte. It's got a snowman on it. He's made of cubes.
Made of cubes.
I guess they're all made of cubes.
Lava cubes.
I'm going to open it here. And what do we know about this? This is just...
This is the chai vanilla latte flavor Ritter Sport, courtesy of Mary Heisenberg.
By the way,
Heidenberg. I keep wanting to say Heisenberg because she's our pusher.
the guy that sent me, and I just had his name in my head and I just lost it. The guy that brought a bunch of cookies for me at the event.
Mm-hmm.
I ate too many of those yesterday, and now I have like some kind of cookie heartburn. But it was worth it.
Oh yeah, and can I really quickly give a shout out to Tim and Kira from Townsend Designs. Oh, I don't have the card.
Oh, that's right. Townsend Designs, the Pete Townsends, they're heirs to his fortune. Right. No, they're up there in Idaho. They're fantastic people.
Amazing people, and made me one of those awesome Overwatch coasters, leather coasters that
I meant to show.
I will never put a drink on because I don't want anything to happen to it.
Yeah, we gave a bunch of that away. A whole bunch of people got some stuff. That was so nice of them. Well, we may hear more from them later. I want to see about them doing some more cool stuff for us. Anyway, that was rad. What else? Oh, okay, let's eat this. So this is supposed to be a chai latte, which I enjoy on occasion.
Uh-huh.
It smells weird.
Smells like a chai. Now, that's that's like what I put in my Keurig in the morning.
Mm-hmm. It's very good.
Now, listen, Seattle, don't get all snotty on me about coffee or tea, all right?
Oh, I won't.
You just calm down up there about your Keurig hate. No, but I actually do like those. I like those little.
What'd you guys think? I also gave some to Abby and Les.
It tastes like a chai tea latte that's been left out to cool to room temperature.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was good
and hardened slightly on the outside.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Yeah. Which is you could describe me that way. This is good.
Room temperature, hard on the outside.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, cool.
Abby knows what's up.
Whole reinforcers.
Okay, well, Daryl, way to go. That was fun. We've all eaten our thing. Daryl's the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can find him there and at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com. And for some reason, Brian, I don't have your video anymore. Bye, Daryl.
Oh, I'll pull it back up.
That's weird.
Probably in the great Daryl shuffle of 2016, it probably got lost.
Yeah, that seems like a thing that shouldn't happen with your now 12-year-old technology, Mike.
You would think, but whatever, Skype.
Get your crap together. While we do the news.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's the news brought to you by
Scott. Tell us about TMS membership cards.
Thank you for shifting that down. I did, because I'm a dummy. All right, so part of our Patreon changes that are coming up, which we'll announce in detail soon. They're mostly just kind of tweaks to the levels, making them more valuable, stuff like that for people. Not much change to the actual levels, but you're going to get better stuff, cooler stuff, more sensible breaks, just stuff we've learned over time. And one of them is there will be levels where you can get TMS membership cards. Now, the idea came from these ones that we're using for Current Geek. Mm. And if you've seen these in the Current Geek box that we ship they're these super nice, like high quality, rad things. It's my artwork with our signatures on them, like real fancy stuff. And we're thinking about doing these as a regular thing for TMS patrons. So not a lot more detail than that to share right now, but look forward to that. The idea, the plan right now, and everything obviously subject to change, but the idea is like a monthly membership card. So for the month of July 2016, official frog TMS dude man lady whoever, right? Like that. So anyway, we'll get you more details as we go along, and just keep track of us on Twitter, and we'll let you know.
That is so cool.
It is cool. Who keeps texting me?
That's Daryl. He just said, we didn't do Google Maximus. And I said, yeah, I know. We're just racing through this weirdly shaped torso.
Yeah,
this
show is shaped funny, Daryl. Sorry. We'll do it later. Or
Kate Upton.
Here's your news for the week or the day. Box office news. The Conjuring 2 did well this weekend. $40.4 million. That's a good take for a horror movie.
Should have called it The Reconjuring.
They really should have. I thought there was already a Conjuring 2. This is where my head's at. I thought there were a Conjuring 1, a Conjuring 2, and this should have been like 3.
All those damn movies.
They all bleed together. It's right. Reviewing well, though. People like it.
Good.
They say it's good. Where Warcraft, unlike all of its international showings, bombed comparatively at 24.4, which is way lower than they had hoped.
Right.
Let's see. It opened to a massive $156 million in China. Now You See Me 2 places number 3 in North America, debuted at $23 million. Well, that's no good either. Why don't we headline it that Now You See Me 2 bombed at the box office?
Exactly. Well, Warcraft beat the movie about the magic people. Woo!
Way to go.
That's going to prove once again that Warcraft is better than magic.
Yep. Let's see. The largest horror opening.
Yeah.
I will never say the largest horror opening, and I'll never say that again. The largest horror opening since The Conjuring, the first
Conjuring.
Making
it worse.
I know I am. In July 2013, and the biggest ever for the month of June. So month record, folks. At the time when many sequels are badly underperforming, the James Wan-directed film has proven to be the exception, placing not far behind The Conjuring, the first one, at 41.9 million in its opening. It's also impressing overseas, grossing 50 million in 44 markets, and early worldwide total of 90.4. So horror movies, back in, baby. Woo! Yeah, I don't like ghost ones, though. I'm not a fan of ghost ones. I want to see, like, dude with a hatchet or...
You want traditional slasher...
They don't even have to, like, be slashers as much as I just like this kind of... Like, there's a weird dude in the hills.
Somebody that they can catch. Somebody that they can... Because the ghost thing, it's like, all right, I think we've scared the ghost away, at least until the sequel.
Yeah. Nothing
but at
about...
At least the dude they can catch in the shed in the mountains with a hatchet and a hat.
Yeah. You're exactly right. And nothing. There's just nothing about ghost stories that really compel me. I just don't... care. It's just not
interesting. What about people all talking on Skype who are offed one by one?
Oh, man. What was that called? Unfriended?
Yeah.
I kind of want to see Unfriended.
You're going to have to let me know. Well, you know what? Maybe maybe we save that for FilmSack as soon as it's streaming.
It's on.
Because it's been a while since we've done a horror movie, and we need to do a horror movie.
I agree. I agree. I don't feel right until we have a few of those under our belt every year.
And I know, and Randy's listening this morning, so.
He is?
Randy, add one to our list. He Skyped me and said, I'm really enjoying the show this morning. Did I ever tell you about the time that
listened to the show this morning? By the way, big thanks to Randy and the folks at Blizzard. That we had some rad prizes to give out over the weekend, and because he spearheaded getting those to me. Much, much appreciated. All right, what else? The Walking Dead. The Christopher Walking Dead.
I would tell you about the time that I was facing zombies.
Well, they have an elaborate plan to protect fans from spoilers.
Randy. That was Randy.
What?
For walking to doing his Randy impersonation. I would tell you about the time. Oh,
yeah. Let's just do it with everything. Is that your plan?
Yeah, all right. Exactly. All right.
The Walking Dead has elaborate plans to protect you from spoilers, Brian.
Okay. How are they going to do it?
I'm not going to say the name of the spoiler they're going to protect you from, but there's a particular actor who, we'll say actor or actress, since actress is still permissible in Hollywood. I still think that's dumb. They're all actors. But anyway, there's an actor who is, in many people's minds, the one targeted by what's-his-name's bat Negan. At the end, mm-hmm. Negan. And so some are wondering if this will hold true to the comic or not. And they are going out of their way to not screw you over in October with the premiere. Is that
right? October? So basically what they want to do is make sure that somebody's getting the bat, mm-hmm. but they're going to film scenes with every character.
Yes.
Every major character who's on their knees in front of Negan and his bat.
That is absolutely true.
And that way, if those leak or if people see, oh, look at that. I see Glenn is going to be mm-hmm. shooting some scenes today. Yeah, he's still in Atlanta.
Yeah, exactly. This is their way. It's like a bunch of confusion about who it is. I still think it's just going to be that dopey guy with the mullet. The one that's not in the comic, or is he in the comic? I don't remember.
He is in the comic.
Yeah, he is in the comic.
I forget. What's his name in there? Or what's his
Mr. Industrial. I don't know what his name is, but he builds stuff.
Yeah.
Party in the front. Business in the front, party in the back.
He's just so awkward. It's just like, I done seen you naked, and it has changed my mind about how I feel about seeing naked people.
Eugene, yeah.
Thank you, Jenga.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
It's like when they shoot, you know, they have an ending for a film, a surprise ending, and they shoot, or I guess it's usually for a TV show, they shoot endings with three or four different sets of characters so that you don't know which one is the real ending, and even the characters sometimes don't know.
Yeah. By the way, I just want listeners to know, we have not purposely, actually it is kind of on purpose, we did not... We are aware of what happened in Orlando, and we are aware how sad and horrifying it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's the worst freaking thing ever in a very long time. The worst mass shooting in U.S. history. Mm-hmm. All of that stuff. We just think that this show should be your little bright spot in your day, people.
Right.
So there's nothing more we can bring to that conversation other than to say, and I'm going to get some flack for this, but I don't care. If one more person in my life or I read somewhere tries to tell me that it's trans people who are endangering people in bathrooms, mm-hmm. I'm going to punch you. in the face. I don't think we have the right. I don't think you actually know what endangering means.
Right.
If you look at what happened in Orlando. So I don't mean to bring it all down. And I know they're not related situations necessarily. I know it's not a complete correlation. But you understand what I'm saying. If we're going to freak out and act like as a society we need to band together and ban trans people from different whatever bathroom they want to choose, your priorities are jacked up. We should more think about what the hell to do about people who are nuts, crazy, or terrorists who can walk into a place and shoot 50 people. That seems like the bigger danger to me. I'm just thinking. Just thinking out loud here. All right, there's
Scott. Like, that was a total surprise, but I completely agree with you, Scott.
Yeah, there's my political rant of the day. And that is all I, well, until I get to this Trump story. All right, moving on. Speaking of some rough stuff in the United States, apparently we're at an all-time high right now as far as accidental deaths go. According to a new report, an all-time number or all-time high number of Americans are dying by accident caused by fatal overdoses and falls. And so, like, a lot of stuff at home and stuff. However, death caused by car crashes decreased for the first time. That's good.
That is good. Yes.
Think of that while you're in the middle of the Kansas nightmare that you guys are going to have to drive. Just know that you're a little bit safer than you were before. This is all very grim. Use of opioids is one of the main reasons for the overdoses. These drugs killed 13,486 people in 2014. That number is already up in 2015. National Safety Council found that more than 136,000 people died accidentally in 2014 total.
See that? Okay. They're wording. Who is this? HNGN, whatever HNGN is.
Yeah.
Their writing is horrible. You know, however, death caused by car crashes decreased. Use of opioids is one of the main drivers in overdoses. Those two sentences make it seem like it's drivers who are taking opioids who are getting in accidents.
I agree. That's bad writing. You're totally
bad
right.
Bad writing.
You're totally right. That is writing 101.
Yeah.
Look, when anyone can make a blog, we're all screwed. That's the problem. Let's see.
I had to rant there.
That's fine. That's fine. In 2014, 42,000 people died from overdoses or accidental poisoning. Improved vehicle safety has been seen as a reason to cut down on automotive deaths. I know a better way. Let's get automated cars going. Then we're way better.
Yeah, I can't wait till our drivers or our driverless cars are taking opioids.
It says here, the fuel of the future.
Crush Marty, up. I just put it right here in the Mr. Fusion machine.
Crush up
the Mr. Heisenberg machine and
crush up your Percocet and put it in the tank. Far fewer teenagers and young adults are dying on the roads than they were in 81, says the National Safety Council Director Ken Kolosh. I am Kolosh. Kirk, give us your ship. I am Kolosh. All right, there's that. All right, finally, Trump. Speaking of bathrooms, let's just take it home with the bathroom here.
Jeannie, you can mute now. Just kidding.
Some dork found Trump's face in a bathroom floor tile.
Unwashed bathroom.
I'm gonna go on record and guess.
Boy. Yeah, it's a lot like, you know, when someone says, "Oh, I found the Virgin Mary in a tree," or "I found a cracker with Jesus's face on it," or whatever. Right? A Trump supporter swears he can see the Donald in a piece of bathroom tile on the bathroom floor. There's a link there, Brian, if you want to see the photo.
Oh yes.
Even more amazing, the man thinks this is a good thing. Clayton Litton of Middleton, Virginia, says this. He's visiting his toilet recently and his newly tiled bathroom floor when he first saw the Trump tile. He says, this cannot... He's from Virginia, so I'm going to do a voice, okay?
All right.
This cannot be. There's no way, Litton told WTRV about the fateful moment when he saw the image. Clear as day, Litton swears the tile shows Trump standing with arms folded. What are the odds, Litton says? One in a trillion? Comments like that seem to jump Trump logic, but take a closer look. Litton says he sees Trump's face on the upper left corner. I don't actually really see it.
Yeah.
You know what, I'm sure he does.
Yeah, exactly. Well, then, I like how you know, this is his Shroud of Turin, right? This is like...
It is.
He sees this is the equivalent of like, well, there's, you know, clearly there's Jesus' outline there in the Shroud of Turin, so this is the sign.
Who was it at Corinne's party? Abby, was it? I don't think it was you. Maybe it was James.
There. Abby wasn't
Oh, at that's right.
Abby I wasn't cool there. Enough.
Oh, that was a
yeah,
cool...
Yeah, we were... Yeah.
Dang it, we should have had you there. So they somebody brought up, said, Scott, you should Google pug butts to look on the internet.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
It wasn't me either. So, I came in late to that conversation. Pug butts seemed to be the recurring theme.
I think it was James then. From James and Svet. From Same Sex Mary, you know.
And so I believe it.
So I looked it up, and sure enough, there's a bunch of Google images of pug butts that look like Jesus. Like that's really? The whole, yeah. And people think it's like a sign or whatever, but they're like standing. Yes. It's like a, it looks like a guy with his arms outstretched, kind of in a robe with a sort of halo effect. And it, sure enough, it kind of looks like it.
By the way, the, it's funny, if you do go to pugbutts.com, mm-hmm. it redirects you to Pug Rescue San Diego County. So they said, well, there's sure a lot of people online searching for Pug Butts. Let's buy pugbutts.com mm-hmm. and redirect it.
It's a real opportunity, it turns out.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's not bad.
Pug Butts that look like Jesus.
Ah, wonderful.
I can see it.
I see. Now you're all down a rabbit. You're all down a rabbit hole now. You're all down a pug hole.
Lovely. That is crazy and amazing.
You've gone down the pug hole. All right.
That's right.
Wow. Let me, let me,
reinforcers.
We're going to take a break. when we come back, it'll be time for major spoilers. We've definitely got him today. Veronica's out. She's doing another speaking engagement today, so we'll not have her. But we will have Steven here talking about a couple of things in the world of majorspoilers.com. Before that, though, Brian, will you play me a song, please?
I will. Before I do that, I want to send off a big thank you and bon voyage. To Les and Abby, who are going to be taking off during the first song here. So thanks for joining
thanks
us.
Thanks, you guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having us.
It was so fun having you on. Have a safe trip. And if you get stopped and there's nothing to do, Les is a fine piece of meat. Just eat him. It's fine.
Wow. Thanks.
If you've got to starve, I mean, if you're not, you don't want to starve. One of you has to live is all I'm saying. He's Abby, like Abby's young.
He's like a great aged prime rib.
Yeah, he's fine.
But maybe not so aged.
Sure. Well, good luck, you guys. Be careful.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, so while so here's the song, of course, Indie in the middle here, and this is a band. This album just came out. It is, or a single just came out. This is the band Honey Milk from Stockholm, Sweden. So, you know, we might see if Wendy's even heard of these people. Mm. 7 years of friendship originating from episodes of police dogs, speakeasies and scout cabins, a spontaneous boat ride to Gotland, stolen exes and vandalized scaffolds, and music as the only life support.
Oh.
That comes right from their bio. That's why it comes so natural that the band Honey Milk is no more, to instead turn into a duo, not like Bobby Sox or Japan Droid, but more like Milli Vanilli or Foxygen. From their brand new single, Time Will Kill You. It is the title track of a single. Imagine that. Time Will Kill You by the band Honey Milk.
Slow down.
Good night.
Not so fast, baby. The mistake was mine, but I still want to talk to you.
Yeah.
The Morning Stream. Garblurgablurg.
Got a fresh batch of stuff from Fletcher. I'm loving it. So good.
Excellent.
So good. Hey, Randy, if you're still listening.
Yeah.
Hey, Randy, you listening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you, have you done anything with any female DC anti-heroes, Randy? Mm.
Oh, yeah. What?
Yeah.
Oh, tell us, can you tell us more?
Yeah.
All right. What can you tell us?
Yeah.
I think something's wrong with Randy. I think he's just repeating like 2 weeks over and over. He's like the Total Recall lady. Their head about split apart. You still there, Brian?
I'm still here. Okay. I'm waiting for you to pull that. Oh, you don't have it anymore?
No, I don't. Well, I mean, I probably have it, but who knows? I'd have to dig it up. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Time for the major spoilers.
Woohoo!
Let's get them in here. I'm going to add them to the thing. Get them all in. Hold on a second. There we go. This will be him right here. Here's his theme. Nope. That's not it. It's right here. I pushed the wrong button. Stephen H. Schleicher III on the line. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Hey, you're going to see Abby when they come through, yeah?
Yeah, supposedly.
Yeah, that'll be good. Yeah.
Look for him in about 5 hours.
Yeah, 5 hours.
Yeah, won't be
a
no time.
Long drive through the worst parts of Colorado and Kansas.
You can actually just, put on cruise control, bungee cord a stick to the steering wheel, and just take a nap to
pretty
get through
much.
Kansas.
I know you can
much.
Do. So I know you can do that with
big,
the.
There's
the,
a big jog right at Goodland where you have to turn like south or southeast for about 50 miles.
So the Teslas let you, like, if you're in traffic, they'll let you just sleep and it'll inch forward every time and whatever, right?
Right, right.
But not in big long stretches like that, right? You can't be going 65 down the highway and just lay there in Kansas and let it drive you through, right? That can't be.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine you. Want to do.
Yeah, why would you want to do that? It seems dangerous.
There was you were talking about that video, right? That somebody posted of the guy in LA traffic that's on video sleeping while his Tesla drives.
Yeah. Which is kind of, I mean, I think that's super cool.
Yeah.
But what if traffic suddenly picks up? Is he jolted awake? How does he know? Like, does the
car
just take off?
That'd be great if the
Tesla
like says, "Okay, it's time for you to drive," and it goes really fast for a second and then stops so that he bangs his head against the steering wheel to wake him up.
Just buzz your bum.
Your turn.
Yeah, your turn, dumbass. Stephen, it's good to have you here. It's Stephen Schleicher, Major Spoiler's own Stephen Schleicher. He comes on the show and talks about nerdy stuff from movies and comics and TV and whatever the crap is going on. Very excited to have you here. Did you see the Warcraft movie?
No, the both times that I had a chance to see it, I missed them.
Oh,
so.
Man.
I'm going to see it sometime this week.
Very curious about your take when you get back.
Okay.
Because you'll be a little bit out of the gamer hype bubble more than some. You'll see it a little bit later. I value your reviews, so I'm curious what you'll say.
Okay.
No pressure. You don't have to like it like we did. You can hate it if you want. It's fine.
I think I'll probably like it.
So what was I going to say to you? Oh, I was going to say, let's talk about your stuff. Well, you got stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, things you brought, stuff. Are talking about here. We got, how about this one? Hastings is in trouble. What's going on with Hastings? Isn't that a place I can go buy, like,
CDs and stuff, right?
Yeah, CDs, movies, comic books, toys, a whole lot more. They are a national chain that are in mid-sized cities, so 50,000, 20 to 50,000 size cities. Mm-hmm. There's 126 of them nationwide, and in 2010... they did a major push to start incorporating more comic books into the stores. And for a lot of people, Hastings has become the only comic book store outlet where they can go pick up physical copies because they may not have a brick and mortar comic book store in their location. In 2014, they were sold to another company. And personally, I've noticed over the last 2 years, it seems like they have these odd sales going on at different times of the year. Hey, 50% off this. Buy one, get one free. Mm. And it felt like they were clearing out inventory to maybe shut down stores. And I had mentioned this to several people over the last couple of months. And they're like, no, surely they wouldn't go out of business. And they announced on Friday, hey, if we don't find a buyer in the next 60 days, we will be closing all 126 stores nationwide. Mm.
That's a big deal. Yeah.
It is a big deal because, it's a video. They sell video games. So people who... that might be their only outlet to buy their video games, locally. comic books, books, CDs, movies, all of that stuff, and pretty some pretty cool toys that they have there.
So is this another example of just, you know, Amazon and things like Amazon have just whittled away at a company like this?
I don't know if it's Comixology and Amazon that has done this, or if it's something else, because Hastings was doing really, really good, I think, up until about 2 years ago when they sold to this other company. And they made a lot of deals with like Valiant Entertainment. They still do a lot of these in-store live feeds where they talk about how to get into the comic book industry and all of that stuff. They are Diamond comic distributors, the people that ship all the comics nationwide. They are the biggest company for Diamond, so that could also be kind of a big deal for comic book, the comic book industry in itself. The last month, comic book sales were down about 14% over the month before, so that's kind of scary too. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, they've got an online presence and a bunch of branding. You know, they got brand deals and things. Like it doesn't look like they were so behind the eight ball that they just never got around to making a website. Or, you know, sometimes that happens. Like the brick and mortars are just so slow to adopt the internet age that that's what killed them. But my guess is, like a lot of retail stores outside of Best Buy, really, I don't even know how they're doing it, to be honest.
Yeah. The one thing I will say is they end up with a lot of merchandise on the shelf. Like if you go into our Hastings right now, they have probably 50 feet of four shelves of pop vinyls that are like four deep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That are all like 50% off right now.
Mm. That's funny. We saw the same thing at Gray Whale in Salt Lake City. After the movie, a few of us went over to a Gray Whale store, which is like a Hastings, you know, CDs and toys and stuff like that. No comics, but they lost their lease. And so they were selling all their Funkos at 50% off, and they had walls of them. I sent a text to Scott with a picture.
I couldn't believe that. You know what that looked like to me? It looked like some kind of
Funko warehouse.
Yeah, like you were in a it was like a bizarre like alter future where there's nothing but Funko walls everywhere.
Right,
that was crazy. Right. Did they have anything good, or was it all just stuff you've seen a million times?
No, I actually picked up the. The recent, so there have been some recent really good action figures that are on the Breaking Bad line, and then the Game of Thrones line. Mm. And so I picked up some of the Breaking Bad ones. And, and Scott, maybe you and I'll have a talk off air that if you do end up going up to Hastings, I might actually have you pick up a couple more things. It should amount to be, but only if you're going up to Bountiful, where this is all going on until the end of the month.
The Land Bountiful, we like to call it.
The Land Bountiful. Could a company like Hastings, we're talking about like adopting the digital age, could Comixology work with some of these brick and mortar shops where you still want to go into the comic stores and browse the comics, but then maybe you buy a code to enter in Comixology to get the comic in the brick and mortar shop, maybe gets a percentage of that. I mean, would something like that work?
Yeah, I don't know how it works now. That's something that I had suggested a long time ago, you know, having some kind of kiosk or something where you could buy your comics digitally right there in the store. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of companies, Marvel, I think, still does this, where they have the digital code inside the comic. So you buy the comic, you get the digital code. DC does it, but those are in bagged comics only. Mm-hmm. So some of those publishers are already doing that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It depends. I mean, Comixology is an Amazon company now and has been for several years, so they could still try to work something out.
Yeah.
But at this point, I think look for the deals. We got a big RC car for 25% off the other day, and we got it home and the controller's busted. So now we have to call the company and figure out how to get a replacement.
That's a ripoff, man. Mm-hmm. You hate when you get to home and find that.
Oh, yeah. But see, the nice thing is Hastings, because their comic push also brought in a bunch of ancillary merchandise like the action figures, like the 1/6 scale figures, and some pretty expensive statues. So if they start having a blowout sale, you'll be able to pick up some of those $200-$400 items for a steal in the coming months.
We no longer have a Hastings in Salt Lake City that I'm aware of, so I'm kind of sad to hear that maybe there's a deal I won't end up getting. But I guess they're all over the place outside of here. So good luck, everyone.
We've got a company called Second and Charles, which is a horrible name, but they are.
Sounds like
two
a street,
floors.
Like a corner.
It does, It's two floors of comics, books, CDs, vinyl, toys, video game. You can go in there and still get Atari 2600 cartridges.
Oh my gosh, that's
amazing. That'd it's Mecca for me. I actually, once a day, I pull out a mat and I bow towards the direction of Second and Charles.
Oh, good. Thank goodness. Well, all right then. There you go, Hastings. Figure your stuff out. Hopefully you don't end up being a blip on the historical radar of businesses.
Yeah.
Lego Dimensions gets a slew of new properties, and you've got to remind me what the Dimensions line is, because I forget what that even
is. So it's like the real play, the real life play, where you have a physical Lego piece that you put on the set, and then you go and you have these adventures inside the video game.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing about, or the interesting thing about the Dimensions is you walk through instructions on how to build something in Dimensions and you actually build it in real life, and then you can incorporate that into the game as well. So there's a whole bunch of different things going on with Dimensions. It seems it's similar to Skylander, similar to the Disney thing, but it seems to be the one that is sticking around a little bit longer than the others, and it might stick around quite a bit longer because they introduced a slew of new IPs that they've acquired to bring into the Lego Dimensions line, including...
Holy crap, look at that.
Mission Impossible, so you get to play Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
They've got a Harry Potter, which they've had before. They've got the new Ghostbusters, and they have A-Team with a little Mr. T figure. They have the Adventure Time, so you'll get to play with a bunch of those characters. They've got several different sets of that.
By the way, not only the Mr. T figure, but also the van.
The van, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That is awesome.
Look for Knight Rider coming in that. Mm. Powerpuff Girls, Gremlins, Beetlejuice, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Goonies are just some of the new IPs that they've added on to this line in the last year. These will all start launching on September 30th, but it will take until next summer for them to all come out.
Did you say Ghostbusters? I see a Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters,
thing.
New Ghostbusters is there. I think Sonic the Hedgehog will be the most interesting one.
I kind of agree that that'll be interesting. Yes, that's a good word.
It'll be interesting to see how they incorporate it with the gameplay.
Yeah. So we'll know more about this at E3, obviously.
Made their major announcement Saturday morning or something like that.
Oh, did they? Okay.
That's when the press release and everything came out. So I don't know what else. I know that they're showing off the new game stuff at E3 and all the new characters.
Well, I know that EA didn't have anything to do with that announcement because that thing was a yawn fest.
Oh, really?
EA sucked. Their press conference this year was oopsky.
Yeah. Wow.
Real depressing, yeah. More on that later, actually.
By the way, you should announce that you're doing a thing.
Yeah.
Because you're live streaming it, right?
Yeah, so I guess we can say it now. I've got, so far we've done EA and we did Bethesda last night. This morning, right after this show, the Microsoft conference will happen. I will be live streaming it and our live commentary on top of it with myself and Patrick Beja. And then tonight, same thing for Sony. And then we'll also do whatever all the other in-between stuff is. Ubisoft and the PC one and the freaking, I don't know who else is left.
Jeez.
So we're going to do it all. And it'll all be podcast after the fact. It'll also be on YouTube after the fact. And, of course, live at frogpants.com/live.
Did you already do the new Titanfall?
We talked about, yeah. And that was the only, I mean, honestly, maybe that. And it's not that EA's conference didn't have games to talk about. It's just that they were there was nothing to show on them. Like they showed Titanfall. In fact, Titanfall probably got the most stuff shown, that and Battlefield 1. But Battlefield 1, we know what that is. It's a Battlefield game set in World War 1. And that's cool. That's exciting.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of focus on their sports games. Very little information about the new Mass Effect. Like just very little information. The Star Wars games just barely touched upon, even though we know there's some big stuff in development there. So it just was a slog fest. The Bethesda one, though, great conference. I think Dishonored 2 looks badass. A bunch of stuff shown there. So anyway, it's all very exciting.
Cool. And then there's the Apple keynote.
Yeah, that's
too.
Happening at 10. So we're going to juggle that back and forth as well.
Don't forget Injustice 2 is the new mobile app with your DC heroes fighting each other.
That's true. That's true. So,
is that out yet?
Let's see. What does it say here?
It's not out.
It doesn't come out yet. No.
Okay. Yeah,
I think they just announced it. They're going to show off that new Batman Telltale game as well today. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about that. Hey, Scott, what kind of Batman video game would you like to play?
Hey, Scott, what kind of Batman video game would you like
to
play?
Thank you. That's very good. I want to play one that's like an adventure game where it's mostly story and some actions, but for the most part, like, and then you'd say, well, what kind do you mean? Say that to me. Say that.
What kind do you mean,
Scott? I mean, like, you know, the Walking Dead Telltale games or, you know, the one they did Wolf Among Us, for example. Mm-hmm. Wolf Among Us was so good. Give me that with Batman and you got me. And that's what they're doing. I'm I'm more excited about that than I was about the Gotham games or any of that stuff. So bring it on. Steven, anything else happening in your world you'd like us to mention before we cut you loose to the wind?
Yep. Everyone head over to majorspoilers.com/giveaway to enter our Star Munchkin giveaway for this month.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Little Munchkin never hurt anyone.
Nope.
Well, unless you're having an actual Little Munchkin who is dangerous. did everyone see Game of Thrones last night? Just curious.
Nope.
Okay.
Brian, no, not yet.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm going to watch it probably after the show. Well, no, it'll be later this afternoon because I got to wait for Tina on that one.
I'm going to say a quick comment to you. That is not a spoiler. Yeah. You ready?
All right. All right.
The boy is called Scott Johnson from Salt Lake City, and I'm going home. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
It's not a spoiler.
No, I don't know what to make of that, so well done on the spoiler, and it'll make sense, I guess, when I see it.
But when you see it, you'll know it. A little pee will come out.
Right, right.
And then also, that was just a great episode, and people should watch it. All right, that's it.
Cool.
Steven Schleicher, Major Spoilers on Twitter, majorspoilers.com. Have a fantastic day, man.
You too, guys. Bye.
We'll talk to you later. Buddy. Oh, and thanks for coming on early. I meant to tell him.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's the show today.
Wow.
Gives me plenty of time to prep for my next stream. So just a quick reminder, this is how it's going to work. And I meant to have a schedule up on a page, and there was just no time with the movie going on and everyone in town. But it's E3 week. This is something I've done as a tradition now. This, I guess, our second year, where I do these full conference coverages. People seem to really like them, so I'm glad to hear that. The Boop Show podcast, which is over at frogpants.com/boop, has all of the audio versions of what we're talking about. The video versions are up on YouTube at frogpants.com/video. That'll take you straight there to the place where you can find those. So all of that stuff is there. Every time there's a conference, we'll post everything we do, and do it live, of course. And you'll see video of Patrick and I overlaid on top of the actual press conference stuff. So if you want to be there, be a part of the chat room, all that stuff, that's all coming up. In about 45 minutes is when the next stream starts, right here at frogpants.com/live.
Sweet.
Is that it? That is it. I think that's it. Do you have anything going on you want to mention?
I don't. I'm just getting settled back in after several days gone. And
yep. I think tomorrow you'll have no nose. You'll be like the Red Skull.
I shouldn't say his name.
Volva?
Voldemort.
Oh, I said Volva.
Voldemort.
Voldemort.
There's a cartoon, I think. Maybe not one for my extra life, but maybe one that I just send you after I draw it with my Apple Pencil.
Dear Penthouse, I have not submitted a comic in a very long time.
Yeah. Think Voldemort. I think that drawing, that actually draws itself.
I think it does too. In all of our heads just now. Thanks for that. Patreon.com/TMS is the place where you can go support us and get these new membership cards I'm talking about. They'll be coming soon, so watch for that. Show streamed every day at alphageekradio.com and at diamondclub.tv. Big thanks to everybody involved there. Frogpants.com/TMS is the website. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email address. You can phone us at 801-471-0462. And on Twitter, Morning Stream, Scott Johnson in Coverville. Let's get out of here. You got a little cover for me?
I do. And first off, I want to just give a shout out to Tanner Goodman, who also wrote in with a request today. He interviewed and is friends with Christina Grimmie, who was the voice contestant, the third place voice finisher lost her life in Orlando earlier this weekend. It was a horrible weekend.
In Orlando.
Well, really everywhere. I mean, you know, obviously it was centered in Orlando, but the repercussions obviously felt everywhere. But I wanted to throw a big shout out to Tanner Goodman, who had that tragedy affect him personally as well. Mm. But I want to end with this song. This is going out to Amy and Ryan from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Good morning, boot scootin' boogie. Trump around? Is drunk Trump around? I'm requesting a cover for my lovely boyfriend's birthday. We are both everyday listeners, and I would be tickled pink if you guys could help me surprise him. Ryan, the boyfriend in question, was my childhood crush and is now not only my best friend, but my everything. He's shown me what it means to love and be loved unconditionally. These songs, Turn Breaks, Ether Song, or Foo Fighters, Everlong, remind me of younger versions of ourselves stealing time together in rural Wisconsin. I want him to know that I love him this day and every day. Love the show, though. Your loyal listeners, Amy and Ryan, in spirit from Virginia Beach, Virginia. So I don't have any covers of the Turn Break song, but I do have covers of Foo Fighters Everlong, and I've got one that I haven't played. We've played three different versions, by the way, three different covers of Everlong on this show since I started keeping track. So let's do our fourth, shall we? Because I haven't played this one.
Why not?
This is this comes from one of those Punk Goes 90s CDs from Volume 2, which came out in 2014. This is by the band The Color Morale. And I checked it, and there's no screaming. So, hey, it's really good. This is Everlong by The Color Morale.
Is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.